That's what all Bob Brown's clients say about him. Good morning, Bob. Good morning. From Arizona Foundation Specialist. Folks, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. You know, we broadcast just, we're Arizona specific. It's where we know how to build. It's where we've built literally from Page to Nogales, from Springerville to Ehrenberg, and virtually every point in between, we've been there. Arizona, known for its iconic sedimentary levels of soil laid bare by years of exposure. Think Sedona, think Canyon de Chelly, think the Grand Canyon, as well as where iconic igneous testimony to volcanic activity throughout all of the state. Think San Francisco peaks, the lava flows throughout the Coconino Plateau, as well as the prominent granite monoliths like Tucson Mountain, the Rincons, Camelback Mountain, Pinnacle Peak, and the road cut on Highway 51 just south of Shea. It has to be one of the prettiest geologic exposures in the entire state. I never come south of Shea on 51 and not am in awe of that particular road cut. It just like if that exposure could talk, what would it have to say? Arizona is unique in a lot of its soil conditions, and we've brought Bob Brown in, owner of Arizona Foundation Solutions, to talk about what soil conditions you may have to be concerned about, because we have some tricky, tricky soils. Okay, Bob, here's a test. Here's a trivia test. If I name a county, you tell me what's the prominent soil problem in that area.
Okay, I'll do my best.
You ready for that? Cochise, Wilcox, Benson.
Yeah, right. It's kind of closer to more like Texas soils. Fair amount of clays down in that area, especially as you get down towards south. And for some reason, like if you get down towards Benson, Sierra Vista, the soil problems run really deep. We've put piles in over 120 feet deep in those areas.
Wasn't there a Safeway or a Walgreens right that y'all had to save from sinking in a hole or something?
Safeway, Ace Hardware.
And where was that?
That was in Benson.
And so what did y'all have to do? What were they experiencing in that situation?
Well, they had really deep, collapsible soils, up to 100 feet deep. And it was very difficult to stabilize. They had some of those areas, like there's a big campus of energy campus that where they put in caissons, 50 feet, which is usually plenty, still moving around because the layers are so deep there that have a lot of movement.
Okay, how about Pinal County?
Well, like Coolidge, we've seen a lot of problems in Coolidge town out that way. When you get out towards Queen Creek, which I guess is still Pinal, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You have some fissures from water table subsidence all the way down to like Pima County. Same thing down that way towards like Picacho Peak.
It was actually about 12 years ago, as I recall, 12, 13 years ago, where a fissure actually opened in the Queen Creek area, and a family lost a horse and a barn.
Right. Yep. That goes on there.
Hello?
Yep.
I had some participation in building a church up in Apache County, and it is horrible soil condition up there. As a matter of fact, the pastor's wife called my house one day and said, "Rosie, someone stole the pump house." And I said, "Miss Evelyn, no, you can't. Why would anyone steal a pump house?" She says, "Rosie, it's gone. The pump house is gone." I said, "Well, when Ralph gets up, just have him walk out there and go take a look." And he called back a little while. He said, "Rosie, the roof of the well house is about 9 feet below the level. It's like it just sunk 30 feet.
Yeah, you know, up that direction on the Colorado Plateau, you're going to get what they call Chinle clays. And they are just extremely, extremely volatile. A lot of montmorillonite, kaolinite. Very, very, very active.
It's like building in talcum powder. I mean, you can't dig a trench that retains itself. If you want a 12-inch wide or 18-inch wide or 24-inch wide footing, you have to dig it twice that wide, and you actually have to form it. It won't even stand up for itself.
Right. We've done a lot of work in like Kayenta and that area, and it's all wind deposited loesses quite a bit. You can see all the sand piles up in the gutters of the streets. Just a lot of wind activity. That's how those monuments got created, is wind erosion.
Man. All right. So how about Maricopa County?
Well, Maricopa County is actually, for the most part, probably some of the best soils in the nation for building a house on, generally speaking. I mean, there are some areas in Maricopa County that are not great, but like Phoenix in general, pretty good soils, fairly dry, fairly less clay, certainly, and kind of good for building on, you know, per, you know, when you compare it to other cities like Dallas or Colorado or back east or California.
I was looking at some construction projects. Of course, like you may have heard, Romy and I just got back from about a week in South Louisiana, which is under a huge building boom right now. Of course, that had a lot to do with the price of oil at $112 a barrel. I don't know how long the boom's going to last. But, I mean, building down there, they're literally excavating 12 to 18 inches deep to where there's standing water, and then they're rebuilding the entire building foundation from 24 inches deep coming up.
Yeah, and they do a lot of deep piles in that area of the country because the soil problems run so deep there. The soil is just not very load-bearing. It's probably about 100 times worse than Phoenix soil.
Yeah, it's why they don't bury people. All their cemeteries are above ground.
That's interesting.
Because the coffins just float up. Now, how about Yavapai County? What are you going to deal with there?
Well, you got a lot more granites. So you're actually going to probably have a lot more radon. Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. But that's one of the prominent features there. And like when you get to Prescott, they still have a fair amount of clays that cause problems.
They do. Now, we're talking soils. We're talking soil conditions that can be troubling. You know, when you're looking at buying a house, you can get a lot of statistics from the home inspector about what the condition of the house is. I've gotten to where I encourage people, start pulling out geological maps. Take a look at if they've got the soil studies for the original subdivision, pull them out and take a look at them.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably hard for the average person to understand a soil report, but for sure you can look at you should be able to find the aerial maps, and that's always interesting. Sometimes you can find a creek running right where your house used to be.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are surprised when they're trying to close escrow in a house and find out, hey, you're in a floodplain. You need flood insurance. Even to close the mortgage, you're going to need to do it. And that's in places like old Coronado High School in South Central Scottsdale. Much of that is under the old floodplain.
Yeah, I was surprised to actually have a house up in northern Tucson, Marana area, and it's in a floodplain. I couldn't believe it. I mean, who would have thought?
There are floodplain maps that you can download and take a look at. There are also seismic zone maps you can take a look at and see where your high-risk exposure is. And then, of course, there are expansive soil maps that you can take a look and see where the concentration of problematic soils are.
That's correct.
It's interesting to me. The many times people have called, and we've got Dawn that wants to talk to you about a growing crack in her ceiling. If you've got a condition at your home you're concerned about, whether the soil or the foundation may or not be under stress, give us a call. We're here with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solution, 1-888-767-4348. People always say, Rosie, my house is settling.
Right. I mean, and that's what everybody thinks. That's the intuitive thinking, but over three quarters of the time, probably 80% of the time, it's actually not settling. It's actually heaving.
And explain that.
Okay, so there's a lot of misinformation about that. But what it simply is, everybody's heard the term expansive soils, right? I mean, everybody knows what that is. But nobody really understands that what that means is soils that expand when they get wet. So if you have soil underneath your slab and it gets wet, what's it going to do? It's going to expand. It's going to push the slab up, probably in the middle. And that creates lots of problems, cracks in your walls, doors out of square, windows that don't work. And those are very similar symptoms to what's happening is if you have settlement. And so it gets confused a lot.
So how do you determine what a house is actually experiencing?
Well, we're very, very careful about it because it's been mixed up a lot. I mean, historically, contractors and engineers have gotten it wrong for years. So we're very, very careful. We do a what we call an engineered analysis. We'll go in and take floor level points all throughout the house. We'll compare that to where the damage is, and we'll do a deflection analysis. And you can look at patterns and start to realize that if you've got a big dome in the middle of the house, it's high in the middle, and all the edges, all the corners are about the same level, and all the damage is in the middle of the house, Well, that probably tells you that that's where the action is. It's happening in the middle, not on the edges.
This elevation study you're doing is basically drawing a topographic map of the home.
That's right.
And you're doing that in what amounts of deflection?
Well, the topo lines are in 2/10 of an inch usually.
2/10.
Right.
So you're picking up pretty small amounts of expansion or contraction.
Right. Well, you know, in if you have 2/10 movement, you got nothing to worry about. But what you want to do is be able to see patterns with those lines in 2/10 increments.
And we're going to talk a little bit later that you have recently innovated a way to eliminate the moisture catastrophe of getting your expansive soils under your slab wet, and we're going to talk about that. But right now, I do want to jump to Dawn, who's called in on line two. She has a question about calling from Peoria with a situation in her house. Let's see if we can help her out. Good morning, Miss Dawn.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. I bought my house 2 years ago, and the kitchen overlooks a dining room, so it's all a nice big open area. In the kitchen area, right in the middle of the kitchen and the ceiling, I noticed probably about a year ago, just a minute crack. And it is now, a year later, and it's almost like two hairline cracks. I mean, the crack is thick. It's getting thicker and thicker right down the center of the kitchen, but it doesn't go all the way down the room. It just
all right.
Kind of goes an L shape.
And are you at the house right now, Miss Dawn?
I'm staring right at it.
All right, I'm gonna ask you just to hold real tight. We're gonna go on a quick break and come back and ask you a few more questions about it and see if we can't pin a probable cause of it and help you out as best we can. We have an open line if you'd like to jump in as we go to break. 888-767-4348.